Skywarn active.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 11:35 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Wilson County, Johnston County, Wayne County, and Eastern Harnett County until 12:30 a.m. At 11:32 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm along a line extending from Clayton to Irwin, or along a line extending from 12 miles southeast of Raleigh to 10 miles southeast of Lillington, moving east at 40 miles per hour. Quarter-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Benson, Four Oaks, Flowers, Emmett, Smithville, Selma, Pine Level, Micro, Princeton, and Kinley. Large hail will damage vehicles, windows, and some roofs. Severe winds will blow down trees, power lines, and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed and stay away from windows. The National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports of severe weather. Reports should include the following: hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour, measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement, flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds. This includes downed limbs and trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Skywarn will monitor this frequency for reports of severe weather. We'll increase our activity as needed. We'll be in standby mode at this time, meaning the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We do ask that stations leave longer breaks between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. We encourage all stations to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. We're currently operating on the WB4TQD146.88 repeater. We don't anticipate problems, but should the repeater go offline, our backup will be the K4ITL147.105 repeater with a tone of 82.5 hertz. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any spotter reports of severe weather that meets criteria. There was a station calling Skywarn. You were too noisy, and I couldn't pull you out of the noise. You might try again. NC4VA. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 11:52 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. The severe thunderstorm warning for eastern Harnett County is canceled. Storm which prompted that warning has moved out, has moved east of Harnett County. Thus, the warning is no longer in effect. If you observe severe weather, including damaging winds or large hail, please pass your report through Central Carolina Skywarn. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 12:30 a.m. for Wayne, Johnston, and Wilson counties. At 11:47 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a line of severe thunderstorms. These storms were located along a line extending from Flowers to 6 miles southeast of Benson, or along a line extending from 11 miles north of Smithville to 15 miles southwest of Smithville, moving east at 40 miles per hour. Hazards in the warning include quarter-sized hail and damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Selma, Pine Level, Micro, Kinley, Princeton, Sims, Grantham, Lacama, Nahunta, Fremont, Black Creek, Wilson, Marmack, Pikeville, Mount Olive, Brogdon, Goldsboro, Eureka, Wheelbanks, Walnut Creek, Stantonsburg, Seven Springs, Saratoga, and Elroy. Large hail will damage vehicles, windows, and some roofs. Severe winds will blow down trees, power lines, and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed and stay away from windows. And when safe to do so, please pass your report of penny or larger sized hail as well as any wind damage through Central Carolina Skywarn. We'll be in standby mode, meaning the repeater will be free for normal amateur activity. However, we ask that stations leave breaks between their transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. And all spotters are encouraged to stay tuned at All Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 12:30 a.m. for Wayne, Johnston, and Wilson counties. At 11:59 p.m., the National Weather Service issued a special weather statement for Edgecombe, Franklin, Halifax, Nash, and Warren counties. Strong thunderstorms will move across Nash, Warren, Halifax, Franklin, and Edgecombe counties through 1:30 a.m. At 11:58 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a line of strong thunderstorms along a line extending from 6 miles northeast of Wise to Spring Hope, or along a line extending from 11 miles north of Warrington to 13 miles southwest of Nashville, moving east at 35 miles per hour. Locations in the path of these storms include Macon, Lake Gaston, Arcola, Red Oak, Airlie, Sharpsburg, Warrington, Rocky Mount, Tarboro, and Roanoke Rapids. Hazards include half-inch diameter-sized hail, gusty winds of 40 to 50 miles per hour, deadly cloud-to-ground lightning, and heavy rainfall with minor flooding. Seek shelter in a nearby building or vehicle. Strong winds are capable of knocking down small trees and blowing around trash cans, potted plants, lawn furniture, and other light outdoor objects. Skywarn is in standby mode at this time, which means the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We do ask, though, that stations leave some breaks between their transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. All spotters are encouraged to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 12:09 a.m., the National Weather Service issued a severe weather statement. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 12:30 a.m. for Wayne, Eastern Johnson, and Wilson counties. At 12:07 a.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a line of severe thunderstorms. These storms were located along a line extending from Sims to Grantham, or along a line extending from 16 miles south of Nashville to 13 miles northwest of Mount Olive, moving east at 40 miles per hour. Hazards in the warning include quarter-sized hail and damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Lucama, Nahunta, Wilson, Fremont, Black Creek, Pikeville, Marmack, Mount Olive, Brogdon, Goldsboro, Eureka, Wheelbanks, Walnut Creeks, Stantonsburg, Seven Springs. The service Doppler radar continued to indicate a line of severe thunderstorms. These storms were located along a line extending from Sims to Grantham, or along a line extending from 16 miles south of Nashville to 13 miles northwest of Mount Olive, moving east at 40 miles per hour. Hazards in the warning include quarter-sized hail and damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Lucama, Nahunta, Wilson, Fremont, Black Creek, Pikeville, Marmack, Mount Olive, Brogdon, Goldsboro, Eureka, Wheelbanks, Walnut Creeks, Stantonsburg, Seven Springs, Saratoga, and Elroy. Large hail will damage vehicles, windows, and some roofs. Severe winds will blow down trees, power lines, and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm has passed. Stay away from windows. and when safe to do so, please pass your reports of penny-sized or larger-sized hail, as well as any wind damage, which includes downed trees and limbs, or any building or roof damage through Central Carolina Skywarn. We're in standby mode, meaning this is a non-directed net, and the repeater is free for normal amateur use. We ask that folks leave some pauses between transmissions for Skywarn traffic. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. This is NC4VA. A reminder that a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 12:30 a.m. for Wayne, Eastern Johnson, and Wilson counties. The National Weather Service has also issued a special weather statement. At 12:13 a.m., strong thunderstorms will move across Sampson, Cumberland counties through 1:15 a.m. At 12:12 a.m., Doppler radar indicated strong thunderstorms over Cedar Creek, or about 10 miles southeast of Fayetteville, moving east at 35 miles per hour. Locations in the path of these storms include Autryville, Salemburg, and Roseboro, Clinton, and Turkey. Hazards include penny-sized hail, gusty winds of 40 to 50 miles per hour, deadly cloud-to-ground lightning, heavy rainfall, and minor flooding. Seek shelter in a nearby building or vehicle. Strong winds are capable of knocking down small trees and blowing around trash cans, and potted plants, as well as lawn furniture and other light outdoor objects. Skywarn is in standby mode, meaning this is a non-directed net. All traffic, the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We do ask that stations leave some pauses between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 12:20 a.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. The severe thunderstorm warning for eastern Johnston County is canceled. The storm which prompted that warning has moved out of Johnston County. Thus, the warning is no longer in effect. If you observe severe weather, including damaging winds or large hail, the National Weather Service would like your report. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 12:30 a.m. for Wayne and Wilson counties. At 12:17 a.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a line of severe thunderstorms. These storms were located along a line extending from Wilson to Grantham, or along a line extending from 16 miles south of Nashville to 7 miles northwest of Mount Olive, moving east at 40 miles per hour. Hazards of the warning include quarter-sized hail and damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Mount Olive, Brogdon, Goldsboro, Eureka, Will Blanks, Walnut Creek, Stantonsburg, Seven Springs, Saratoga, Wilson, and Elroy. Large hail will damage vehicles and windows and some roofs. Severe winds will blow down trees and power lines and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm is passed and stay away from windows. When it's safe to do so, please pass your reports of penny or larger-sized hail as well as any wind damage through Central Carolina Skywarn. Skywarn is in standby mode, meaning the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We do ask that stations leave some pauses between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. Also, we encourage all spotters to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The severe thunderstorm warning for Wayne and Wilson counties will expire at 12:30 a.m. So much prompted that warning has weakened and the warning will be allowed to expire. If you have observed severe weather, including damaging winds or large hail, the National Weather Service needs your report. I'll leave the tones up for just a little bit longer and will remain in a state of activation in case there are any reports. We're in standby mode. That means the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. and we encourage all stations to leave a few pauses between transmissions for any skywarn traffic. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter report. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. There are no severe thunderstorm warnings within the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. So at this time, we'll conclude Skywarn activity. On behalf of the Skywarn program, we would like to thank the Piedmont Coastal Repeater Network for the use of the repeater. We'd also like to thank the amateur community for giving Skywarn traffic priority and all storm spotters who have participated. I'll now bring down the tones and return the repeater to normal amateur use.
Skywarn, clear.
NC4VA, clear.
Skywarn, active.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 12:53 a.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Sampson County until 1:45 a.m. At 12:53 a.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm 7 miles west of Garland or 11 miles northeast of Elizabethtown, moving east at 50 miles per hour. Quarter-size tail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Harrells and Garland. This storm is capable of producing large hail. The storm is producing large hail capable of breaking windows, damaging roofs, and denting vehicles. Stay inside away from windows until the storm has passed. The National Weather Service will be looking for spotter reports. Spotter reports should include the following criteria. Hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less from the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds. This includes down limbs and trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Skywarn will be monitoring this frequency for reports of severe weather. We'll increase our activity as needed with criteria verification. We're currently in standby mode, meaning this is a non-directed net and the repeater's free from normal amateur activity. We do ask that stations leave longer breaks between their transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. All stations are encouraged to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. We are currently operating on the WB4TQD 146.88 repeater. We don't anticipate any problems, but should the repeater go offline, our backup will be the K4ITL 147.105 repeater with a tone of 82.5 hertz. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. So severe thunderstorm warning is in effect for Sampson County until 1:45 a.m. The National Weather Service has also issued a special weather statement at 1:02 a.m., and it reads as follows. A strong thunderstorm will move across Wake, Durham, and Chatham counties through 2 a.m. At 1:02 a.m., Doppler radar indicated a strong thunderstorm over Pittsboro, moving east at 35 miles per hour. Some locations affected by this storm include Jordan Lake, Farrington, Carpenter, Apex, Cary, Marsville, RDU International Airport, Raleigh, and New Hope. Hazards include penny-sized hail and gusty winds of 30 to 40 miles per hour. Skywarn is in standby mode at this time, meaning this is a non-directed net and the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We do ask, though, that stations leave some pauses between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. And we encourage all stations to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning. Did you get a chance to go outside for just a moment? I want to look at the lightning show that's being produced in Chatham County. And see it from Durham. And it's quite an interesting lightning show, and it sounds like they're firing the howitzers. Like it used to sound when I heard them firing the howitzers in Fayetteville.
Okay, I will do that. And thanks for the heads up on that, too. NC4VA.
N4DMB Friday.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 1:09 a.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Chatham County, southern Durham County, and Wake County until 2 a.m. At 1:07 a.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Barrington, or 8 miles northeast of Pittsburgh, moving east at 40 miles per hour. Quarter-size tail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Carpenter, Lawrenceville, Apex, Cary, RDU International Airport, Raleigh, New Hope, and Knightdale. Large hail will damage vehicles, windows, and some roofs. Severe winds will blow down trees and power lines and can damage storm warning for northeastern Chatham County, southern Durham County, and Wake County until 2 a.m. At 1:07 a.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Barrington, or 8 miles northeast of Pittsburgh, moving east at 40 miles per hour. Quarter-size tail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Carpenter, Lawrenceville, Apex, Cary, RDU International Airport, Raleigh, New Hope, and Knightdale. Large hail will damage vehicles, windows, and some roofs. Severe winds will blow down trees and power lines and can damage mobile homes and other buildings. Seek shelter in a sturdy structure until the storm is passed and stay away from windows. The National Weather Service has also issued an update for the severe thunderstorm warning in Sampson County. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 1:45 a.m. for Sampson County. At 1:10 a.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm is located near Garland, or 14 miles south of Clinton, moving east at 50 miles per hour. Hazards of the warning include quarter-size tail and damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Turkey. This storm is producing large hail capable of breaking windows, damaging roofs, and denting vehicles. Stay away from windows until the storm has passed. Skywarn is in standby mode. That means the repeater's free for normal amateur activity. Yes, the stations leave some pauses between transmissions for Skywarn traffic. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn.
Skywarn Net Control, K4BGM Portable, looking for a signal check.
K4BGM, NC4VA, Kevin, you sound just fine.
Okay, that's great. This is really unusual. I'm out on my portable here outside my apartment getting video and watching the storm come this way, so I'll let you know if I have criteria reports.
¶¶ Kevin, I dare say this is the best signal you've ever had in C4VA.
Okay, no argument there. I'll let you know if I have anything here. K4BGM portable monitoring.
Okay. Can you monitor for 3 or 4 minutes? I need to do something in C4VA.
That's affirmative. I'll hop back in the apartment and keep an eye on warnings and whatnot here while my video's rolling. No problem. K4BGM.
Okay, thanks. NC4VA. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. A severe thunderstorm warning is in effect for Chatham, northeastern Chatham, southern Durham, and Wake County until 2 a.m. And a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 1:45 a.m. for Sampson County. The National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports of severe weather. Spotter reports should include the following. Hail any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less, and the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds. This includes down limbs and trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Skywarn is monitoring the frequency for reports of severe weather. We're in standby mode at this time, meaning this is a non-directed net, and the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave some pauses between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 1:30 a.m., the National Weather Service issued a severe weather statement. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 2 a.m. for Wake, southern Durham, and northeastern Chatham counties. At 1:27 a.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm located near Cary, moving east at 40 miles per hour. Hazards in this warning include quarter-size hail, damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Lake Wheeler, Raleigh, Garner, Falls Lake, New Hope, Knightdale, and Rollsville. Skywarn is monitoring this frequency for reports. We're in standby mode. We ask that stations leave some pauses between their transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. NC4VA standing by for spotter reports for Central Carolina Skywarn. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 1:31 a.m., the National Weather Service issued a severe weather statement. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 1:45 a.m. for East Central Sampson County. At 1:31 a.m., National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm was located near Turkey, or 6 miles west of Warsaw, moving northeast at 60 miles per hour. Hazards in the warning include quarter-size tail and damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. This storm is producing large hail capable of breaking windows, damaging roofs, and denting vehicles. Stay inside, away from windows, until the storm has passed. These thunderstorms are producing an excessive amount of lightning. Seek shelter indoors now and stay away from windows. Many lightning strikes will occur well ahead of the heavy rain and gusty winds. If you cannot seek shelter indoors, take cover in a vehicle. Remember, if you can hear thunder, you're close enough to be struck by lightning. And when safe to do so, please pass your report of penny or larger sized hail and any wind damage, including downed trees and large limbs, by passing your report through Central Carolina Skywarn. NC4VA, standing by for spotter report.
NC4VA, K4BGM, portable.
K4BGM, NC4VA.
updated my location. Estimated winds of 50 miles an hour. Those are been sustained here for about 30 seconds. Again, estimated 50 miles an hour. No measured gusts at this time. No hail at this time.
Okay. And is your location where I dropped you off the other day?
That's affirmative. Technically, it's the intersection of Hillsborough Street and Wood Drive. It's W-O-O-D. Would be the entrance to my apartment complex.
Okay, I got it. Thank you very much. Well, give me a time on that.
That's right now, last 30 seconds.
Okay, thank you very much. NC4VA.
K4BGM. NC4VA, K4BGM, portable.
K4BGM.
Just to let you know, looks like the storm has passed my position, and things are winding down here. A couple other pieces of information ended up being about 30, like I said, 30 seconds of winds sustained at about 50 miles an hour estimated. And winds came from the west for the first half of that and then switched around, and we had winds estimated at 50 from the southeast, which was kind of interesting. Only other thing to note, about 5 to 7 minutes ago as the storm was approaching, there was a pretty pronounced lowering. I didn't see any clear frontal cloud or wall cloud, and it was hard to make out anything in terms of rotation being at night, and I only have the lightning. But for several minutes, there was a pronounced lowering before the storm came up. So that's about it for my location.
Okay, appreciate it very much. NC4VA. Also, check your email. NC4VA clear.
Will do. K4BGM, portable.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The severe thunderstorm warning for East Central Sampson County expired at 1:45 a.m. So much prop to that warning has moved out of the area, and the warning will be allowed to expire. If you observe severe weather, including damaging winds or large hail, please pass your report through Central Carolina Skywarn. NC4VA standing by for spotter reports of severe weather.
NC4VA, K4BGM.
K4BGM, NC4VA.
Hey, Virginia. I don't know if you're on NWS chat right now or whatnot. The LSR that was just put out on my wind gust said Hillsborough Street and Wolfwood Drive, and it should be Wood, W-O-O-D Drive, without the Wolf. So I don't know if that's important, but just an FYI.
Okay, I'll let them know. Somehow or another, they added that in there. All right, NC4VA.
Thank you very much. Yeah, they've done that several times. So, K4BGM.
K4BGM, NC4VA.
NC4VA, K4BGM, go ahead.
Kevin, the National Weather Service is not able to pull up a Wood Drive at Hillsborough Street. They only have Wolfwood in that vicinity. Do you have your lat lawn position?
I do not right now. I'm actually in the car. I got Wood Drive off of Google Maps, and that's what I've been using for all of my reports on Wood Drive. There isn't actually a street sign there, but Google Maps says Wood Drive.
What's another street in the apartment complex besides Hillsborough? You're off Hillsborough Street. What's another street in the actual complex?
You know where Wolf Creek Apartments is. So you could try, they could look at Google Maps and find a road there at Wolf Creek Apartments and estimate from there, or try Wolfdale Court.
What was the last one? Wolf Den, like D-E-N, Court.
Wolfdale, two words, Wolf, second word D-A-L-E. Court, and again, there's Hillsborough Street, then Wood Drive off of Hillsborough Street, and right in the same vicinity there off of Wood Drive is my apartment, which is right on Wolfdale Court, all at Wolf Creek Apartments.
Got it. Thanks. NC4VA.
K4BGM.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 1:54 a.m., the National Weather Service issued a special weather statement. A strong thunderstorm will move across Johnston, Nash, Wilson, and Wake counties through 3 a.m. At 1:53 a.m., Doppler radar indicated a strong thunderstorm affecting Knightdale, Wendell, and Garner, moving east at 40 miles per hour. Some locations affected by this storm include Emmett, Linwood, Middlesex, Bailey, Sims, Lucama, and Wilson. Hazards include half-inch diameter-sized hail and gusty winds of 40 to 50 miles per hour. This storm will produce heavy rainfall, which will cause minor flooding of low-lying areas, including ditches, creeks, and roadways, and areas of poor drainage. Avoid these areas and do not cross flooded roads. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 2 a.m. for Wake, Southern Durham, and Northeastern Chatham counties. And that warning will be allowed to expire at 2 a.m. The storm which prompted that warning has moved out of the area, and the warning will be allowed to expire. If you observe severe weather, including damaging winds or large hail, please pass your report through Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service would like your reports. Skywarn is in standby mode, meaning this is a non-directed net, and the repeater is available for normal amateur activity. We do ask, though, that stations leave some pauses between their transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC4VA with Central Carolina Skywarn. There is no severe weather within the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area at this time. This will conclude Skywarn activity. However, should it restart, we will reactivate. On behalf of the Skywarn program, we'd like to thank the Piedmont Coastal Repeater Network for the use of the repeater. We'd also like to thank the amateur community for giving Skywarn traffic priority and all storm spotters who have participated. I'll now bring down the tones and return the repeater to normal amateur use. NC4VA.
Skywarn, clear.
NC4VA, clear.